This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I saw kind of an amazing video online the other day on a website called iFixit. Somebody taking a brand new Apple Watch and taking it apart.
Peeking underneath the display, we see we'll need to disconnect the display and digitizer cables, which are trapped underneath the springy bracket, not unlike the Touch ID cable we saw in the iPhone 5S.
All the way apart.
Moving right along, we take out the antenna assembly, the button cable with a mechanical button, and a button cover that looks exactly like what you would find in an iPhone, only this one, like everything else in this watch, is tiny.
While interesting in a kind of voyeuristic way, one is left to wonder why somebody would take apart a perfectly good $349 piece of hardware. So we got Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech, on the line to get some answers. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
So what the heck with these videos, man? It's crazy.
Teardowns don't just happen in awkward boardroom meetings, Kai. They happen all over the internets. They're huge.
I found
almost a million of them on YouTube. People are tearing open these devices as soon as they come out and trying to repair them with weird tools like a nail file looking thing called a spudger.
Okay, so what's the larger purpose here then?
So the larger purpose is to actually help people understand not only how their devices work, but how you can fix them, right? And you might know this, Kai. You don't actually get that from the company when they give you the new device.
Right.
You don't get a manual. You don't get instructions for fixing it, which is kind of interesting because there's this whole economy that's sprung up around repair shops and companies that actually write manuals for these devices.
No, that's totally true. I mean, I've now dropped my iPad 3 times. I've got an iPad guy, and it's easier and faster than going to the Apple store, honestly.
And often cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Think of it like, I guess, you know, when you buy a car, perhaps you might take it to the actual dealership to get it repaired, and that might cost you 20, 30% more than it would cost you to go around the corner to the guy who's got the chop shop or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I think this is really interesting. So I talked to the guy from iFixit, and his name is Kyle Weens. He told me we're in this kind of device repair shop renaissance.
There has been a huge growth in local cell phone and electronics repair shops. Our estimates are that there's between 5 and 10,000 new phone repair shops in the U.S. just in the last several years.
Makes sense.
It makes total sense, and it's a huge change. Now, we should note that these companies that make these devices, they don't actually provide the information of how to fix this stuff. Part of that is just it doesn't seem to be worth it for these companies to a certain degree. I mean, they will fix it for you if you bring it into the Apple store or you send it back to Google or whatever. But, you know, they it's just not worth it. And they're going to ask you to buy the next device next year.
I was just going to say, they're going to have the new Apple Watch is coming out, I'm sure, in 18 months, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And they're going to want you to buy that one.
Right.
So, and throw out the other one.
Right. Yeah. So iFixit is really providing a service to this economy.
They really are.
Yeah.
But what's a little bit scary to think about, though, Kai, is that also what happens here is after a boom, right? What comes after a boom?
Bust.
Bust.
There you go.
Bust. The CEO of iFixit also mentioned the fact that bust could be coming.
The repair industry tends to be boom bust. For a long time, there were TV repair techs in every neighborhood in America back in the 70s and 80s. They all went out of business, and then there were local camera repair shops.
Right.
So
right,
now
right.
You've got cell phone repair shops springing up. It's amazingly cyclical.
And if you go to this guy's website, Kai, there's actually a prompt to go and support a bill that was introduced in New York State that would require manufacturers to give third-party repair folks more information about how to repair these devices. So it's interesting.
The Teardown Economy with Ben Johnson. He's the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Kai.